Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Who've you got the line over there, Maggie?
Oh, I've only got Graham Biss from the Country Fair. Do you remember that?
I do. A couple of weeks ago. Great day. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon to both of you.
Well, what a triumph the Country Fair was.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for joining us.
We loved it.
Yeah, well, thank you. And that's what it was all about. When we obviously couldn't have a county show this year, we just wanted to put something on which was fairly stress-free, very low-risk environment, and to support local businesses. So hopefully we achieved that.
I think you did, yes. Yeah. You definitely look less stressed.
You're absolutely right. I felt a lot less stressed. And I think all of the team, we all felt we had a little bit more time and we could sort of just enjoy the day rather than the monster of the county show is, all-consuming.
Yeah, I mean, don't do yourself down too much, because although it was a much simpler version of the county show, it was still a fairly sizable event, wasn't it?
It was. And I guess I should also apologise to all of those people who unfortunately were unable to buy tickets. We got to the Friday and the ticket sales were going very, very strongly, that we took the view that we would rather hold an event, which in the end had 2,627 people attend, but we'd much rather hold an event which we felt we could manage and could be held in this very relaxed, open way, rather than if numbers had continued to increase and it probably would have put everyone under pressure. Big apologies to your listeners who would have liked to attend but couldn't, but we did it for the right reasons.
Oh, of course, yes. And all your volunteers, to be fair, were very, very helpful, polite, cheerful. Couldn't fault them in one way. Not that we want to.
No, but that's nice to hear. But you're absolutely right. We've got a fantastic team of people who very much sort of are looking forward to next year now, and the return of the county show.
Well, that was the next question. I'm hoping that all things being equal, it will come back in full force next year.
Yes, I think our sentiment exactly. We are already planning and working towards the county show, which will be a two-day event next year, mm-hmm. with all things considered, which will be the 25th and 26th of June.
Right.
So I would encourage everyone to put that in their diary. And we want to bring the county show back to its former glory, which 2019 was a great year for
us,
and we're just looking forward to picking up from 2019 and taking the show forward.
Yeah, and arena events. Now, how are you going to top the household cavalry?
Well, we've got some things planned.
I'm sure you have.
Not confirmed at the moment, but we're perhaps not looking to top the household cavalry, but certainly to put on a 2 days which people can come and enjoy. Enjoy being out in the countryside and see everything which the island has got to offer.
Yeah,
I think so.
I mean, lovely.
The country fair was a kind of taster of that, of the full county show. But I'm looking forward to a full size one next year, hopefully.
Well, the country fair also allowed us to test some things, which hopefully you weren't necessarily aware of. But we tested some new ideas, which we felt we could manage on the country fair level, most of which proved to be a great success. So many of them will be taken forward and will be seen in slightly larger forms at the county show.
Right. It's very secretive, isn't it? Well, what were you testing, or don't we need to know?
Well, the livestock areas are really important to us,
yes,
because that's the heart of the show. But we want to keep the classes and the showing, because that's spectacular, but we also wanted to increase the ability of people to perhaps very much get involved handling, holding, touching the animals. Hence we created the farm at the country fair, and the farm will get rolled out again at the county show.
Yeah, we liked the
magic
farm.
Yeah.
And it was just great to see the children and the mums and dads all very much involved up close, touching and appreciating the animals which were on display. So that's certainly one thing which we tested and we're going to continue for the county show.
Brilliant.
I like the mini diggers that the little ones were driving. I thought they were really good.
Yeah. And I think we want to carry that very fun, relaxed atmosphere if we can to the county show. It is a much bigger event and it's obviously got some very serious sort of business things attached to it. There's no reason why we can't combine the two.
No, and I think that's always been the aim of the county show, wasn't it? To combine the business of what we do here on the island in terms of agriculture, farming and so forth. And the fact that we also live amongst that.
Yeah, and very much we want something else we want to achieve is to proudly show off the island to perhaps mainland visitors. I think that's hopefully another key thing for the, you know, it is the county show, it's the show for the Isle of Wight, and we, you know, in a very sort of underwhelming way, we want to show off the island to the mainland.
Yeah, yes, I think you achieved that.
I think we, so that 2019 was spectacular and great fun. And
This year was great fun,
and I have to say we felt very safe. It wasn't overcrowded. There were plenty of people there, and you ordered the weather just perfect, I think.
Yeah, we were very lucky. But I think we'd worked all through the summer with some of the open air markets, and we had so many wet or very hot open air markets which didn't encourage people to attend, and I think we probably saved all of our good weather up for the one day, and it was the big
thing. Have you ordered next year's weather?
We have, but whether him upstairs is listening, I'm not quite sure. But we'll certainly try.
Good. Well, I hope you'll come and talk to us again about how it's getting on, maybe early part of next year, Graham.
Yeah, we'd love to. And thank you for all your support.
It's a pleasure.
We enjoy working with you. So we will look forward to seeing you certainly at the show, but would be delighted to come and chat to you as my hair goes grey and it starts to fall out as we move towards June.
Yes, absolutely, no problem at all. We'll book something in for the early spring, I think, so when you've got a bit more idea of exactly what's happening, and we'll go with that. But
you haven't worn yourself out yet.
Yeah.
Because it's nowhere near June.
I'd just like to thank you and your team for organising the country fair. We had a great day, and we look forward to the county show.
Royal County Show.
Sorry, the Royal Isle of Wight County Show. Yep. Next year, what were the dates again, Graham?
It's the 25th and 26th of June.
Get those in your diary.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much, Graham. We'll leave it there and we'll talk to you again soon.
Pleasure. Nice to speak to you both.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.